Then you could be mezamin with a cotton. It's only if Hilchot Zimun he can start for cotton. Is Abaye v'Rava have a yasvei kai made the rabba. Abaye v'Rava was both sitting in front of Rava. Omar lehu Rava. Rava asked Abaye and Rava lemei mevorchin. Who are you benching to? So who do you bench to? Is Amri lei l'rachmona. One said they both said we're benching to the Eibishter. So Rava asked him. Then Rava asked Abaye v'Rava. There are two children here. Abaye v'Rava. V'rachmona heicha yotzev. So Rava asked Abaye v'Rava, where's the Eibishter? Where does he live? Is Rava achro l'shmet lola? Rava pointed to the roof. He felt like he's upstairs. That's where the Eibishter is. Abaye nofet lebro. Abaye went outside. Achro kalpa shemai. He pointed to upstairs. That's where the Eibishter is. Like they knew what they're talking about. They knew the davening to the Eibishter, but they knew that the Eibishter not some a ghost. Like the Eibishter, the Eibishter. They understood already. Is omalu Rava? Rava said on these two children, Tavayichu Rabon and Havaisu. I see Klo. You're both going to be big talmidei chachamim. And Haino the Yam, introduce of people say, Boitzin, a pumpkin, Boitzin and a katz b'yoda. Even the very small, when they're just budding, you could see which pumpkin's going to be ripe and good. There also was able to see a bayit raven, they were very young, that they're going to be choshma people. So, portion of Maskoner is that for minyan, you have to have 10 people. But for mezumin, it's enough even to have a cotton, Abihi knows who is mevorchin. So, right now, it could be 3 or 4 years old, as I would mashma. Let's see, Rashi. Trashi tlolo gag makni. Yeah, makni shah mazlosa. Wait till the last, doesn't it? Kleina, fishtit lati. So to maskon. So maskon here with Poshim Ash, maskon here, they lemim of orchin, you are mizdam the nolo.
Wait till
the last again? No. So, there's a ganz richas here in places, a lot of different sheets exactly how we hold. So it's mashma konam abyechin ablin hiro, Tahai cotton perikle mekon per mazanulav haino dafku adelim yivorchon tavai obinim. Then plays me down here. Tarech Yishalmi. A few pshon. Tarech wants to say v'yesh mitzarf in cotton letzvila. Rak shechumish biyodin. Some people have the minutes to mitzarf. We have 9 people in a cotton. If he's holding a chumish, that's enough to mitzarf. Remember by the time the minik shtusu. Chumash doesn't mean anything. Then Vayit plays me down in Mitzrach Yushalmi, their pirish ri, the Einoisin cotton sniffly asura. The meaning is not to make a cotton for a minion, learn a tvila, not to use them for 10 person davening, but learn the Birchas Hamozin, not for Birchas Hamozin. The guy you are Marie, Shagam Rabbeinu Tam, Atzmoy, the Hainoi Glasses came, Glasses cotton sniffly asura, Loyosa Maita. It doesn't help. So the minig is what we're supposed to be knowing is that we're not mitzarf a cotton for anything. A cotton is not mitzarf leminyan for 10 people. But the Ramah brings down that the mokim hatzorah for shasat chak, you could be mitzarf a cotton for minyan if he's holding the chumash or sefer Torah. And that's the Mishnah Berurah saying that even then people are mechulam. The chur is only minogim. That some people hold you never mitzarf a cotton, and some people hold that b'shasat chag is a big turf to have a minion, you could be mitzarf a cotton with the chumash. That's the shalos here in Tosfos. When I get to zimun though, for zimun it's like this: we hold that if you have the cotton, it depends. For zimun, if you want him to be mezamin, if you want him to be mitzarf, avihis ba mitzvah, he has to be ba mitzvah to be mitzarf for zimun. We don't hold from a cotton. He has to be yud gimul shonim. Adi is Yud Gimel Shana V'yayin Echad, then we let him be Mizamin with us. There's another halacha though. He's not called a Godel Midirais until he has two things. He's Bar Mitzvah and he has Shnei Cyrus. So we're not Medanking him, he has the Shnei Cyrus if we still want to be Mitzarif with him to the Zimun. But in the case we want to let him be Moitzi the Rabbim, let him make the Birchas of Zimun. If he Moitzi the Rabbim, then we're Medanking him, he shouldn't do it, only if he has two Cyrus. Well, the Meister, we fear that we're con when we don't do anything.
It's called Reich Yitzhak.
What?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. Who said?
I'm not sure.
Some people are knowing Lahokim. But Mikaradin, we don't do it. We hold like Tayyip says, you show me here. That we don't hold a cotton, the cotton's not going to start anything. Right. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Rav Yehuda, Breid Rav Shmuel Bar Shemus, Mishmei Dera. tisha ochlu dogim. You have 9 people washed, they ate dog and they ate bread. V'yechad ochlu yorot. And the 10th person only ate vegetables. He didn't eat bread, or didn't even eat a mezoinis. Is mitzarfin. He can starve to make a zimin burn the baruch elokeinu. Adi, he ate something that he has to make a burn of poshes with. He ate a yerik, a vegetable, he has to make a burn of poshes. He can starve with it. Omer Rav Zera, boyim Rav Yehuda. Shmoy numal, what about if 8 people ate bread, and 2 people ate the yerik? Shiva mahu, omer leloshino. That's also good. If we have 7 people washed, and 3 people just eat yerik, he can starve them to say lokeinu. Shisha, so tevadi lo mi boyili. I don't have the shayla about shisha. Very good. Why didn't he ask the question about 6 people? If 6 people washed and had hamotzi, then 4 didn't. Why? Because sometime amai mishum dikaruba. Why do we say if 7 people washed? It's enough to have 3 people just sitting in Yerik, because 12 people washed. The guru hochinami dikaruba. About 6 people washed and made hamotzi, that's enough. You have rogue people that washed, you can make a zimun with a volcano. So the more the eels of the hills, no, ruba de minka binin. You have to have the minka of the right. So if 7 people washed, right people is nikur. Even though the last 3 just paid yurokais, they can be stopped to say the baruch elokeinu. Mashen kain, when you have 6, that's not nikur so much, then you don't say elokeinu. Now, the more it talks about 10 people. The question is, what about the 3 people? Let's say you have 2 people washed and have the bench, and the 3rd person comes along, just has the ruckus, just eats some other vegetables. Could it be mitzarf with us or not? So Toshis has a topic about it. But Lalachit brought down that even by Sholish, that if you have 2 people that washed, and the 3rd person sat down next to them and did eat something or drank something, that he has to make a bar in a poshet, you could make a zimun. So the little chiluk is like this. When you have 7 people, and you get 3 more people to sit down to eat something to make a burn of poshers, there's an Indian material to do it. There's an Indian material to try and send the baruch elokeinu. But Shankin, if you only have 2 people sitting down, then there's no Indian to look after a 3rd person, tell somebody, come, do us a favor and take a drink and be with star for zimin. Then you have the chiv to bring him over. But if no yisur, the 3rd person comes over and does eat something, then we hope we do make a zimin. And no matter what he ate, Abi has to make a brach achreina, even a burn of washes. Abi not water. Water is not choshev enough. But if he took soda, or took any type of an achila, that he has to make a burn of washes, then you could make a zimin. Same thing here also. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's the same as Torah. There's food that's still going on. Calls the man that they didn't wash my machreinim, or they just have a nevorah. The food is still going on. Right. Yanai Malko Machusa Kricha Ritza Bad Yadori. His Melech Yanai with his queen, they had sat a suda, stayed together. Or made the kotel rabbonin, he killed out all the rabbonin. So he had it like inish the bruchay. He didn't know how to make bruchas amozin, and he didn't have anybody else to bench for him. Omar Lilavesu, he told his wife, Man Yoyevlon Gavrod Mavarachlon, who's going to give us somebody to bench for us? And now he felt bad. Moshe Yanni was a Russia, but he was a Yid, and now he felt bad that he didn't know how to bench. His Omrulay, so his wife told him, the Malka told him, Ishtabali, swear to me, the Maisinulachor Gavri, if I bring you a person, a Talmud Chochem, to lay Mitzar to lay, you won't do anything to him, you won't do any harm to him. His here Yanni just killed out all the Tamir Chomim, because he was afraid if she tell him there's one Talmud Chochem alive, he'll go and kill him also. So Ishtabalo, Yanai swore that he's not going to do any harm to this Talmud Chochem. I see, say, Lishimin Becheta. So the Malka brought out Shimon Becheta Chachvo. That was her brother. His her brother, she hid and saved Shimon Becheta. His eyes were bended in the door. So they put Shimon Becheta between Yanai and his Malka. Omale, so she said to him, Chaziz Kama Yekora Avidna Lecho. She told Shimon Becheta, look how much covet I'm giving you. I'm letting you come and sit between me and the king. Omale, so Shimon Becheta answered back, Lav Abka Makirisli, it's not you that's giving me the covet. It's the Torah that I learned, the fact that I'm a Talmud Chochem, that was giving me the covet. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Salsala Otrom Emeka. Salsala means learn a lot in Torah. And be Misroime, pick up the Torah. Tichab Dechom, Ki Tichab Kenu. That if you're Mechabka, means if you hug it, the Torah, it will be Mechabed you. Because the Torah is Mechabed you. So here Shem Hashem says, since he was a Talmud Chacham, that's where he got the covet. Not you give me the covet, but the Torah gave me the covet. He was on the law, so Yanai told his decree, Kochazet la Mechabel Tmaris. Look, he's not being Mechabel like Al Malchus. He's like being rebelling. But he couldn't do anything, Yanai, because Kafot he swore he wouldn't touch it. Is Yoyev la Kisla Ruchay. So Yanai gave him a cost to bench for them. If Shiani thought that his wife was Yemestaf and Zimun, he only had those two in him, so there's only three. Anisha Nam Star, but Kofar gave him a cost to bench. So it could be it wasn't Al Zimun here, but my wife said it was Al Zimun, we'll see.
So I'm not sure what happened. Maybe the third person there also, maybe.
So Shema Shetha said, what can I do? How can I make a Zimun now? Should I say, Borach Sho'ochal Yanai Vechaveirov Mishaloi? Should I say Baruch Shachal Yana the Chaver Mishaloi that they ate? The Alamo the Bruna Zimun Baruch Shachal no. I have to say I ate. Here I didn't eat anything yet. So how could I bet Zimun for them? So Rashi Hechi a Baruch learn a Nasi. I didn't have any unknown. I didn't eat anything in the Sudi yet. Is Aiman the Baruch Shachal Yana the Chaver Mishaloi but to me how can I say that? So could you see the Wachaver of here is good. You see, Yanai v'chaverev, Yanai had other people eating there also. So there were other people eating there. So it's good why there was a chiyah zimun. But since Shim Mashiach didn't eat anything, he says, I can't make mezumin. If the maestro was shasiyol hu kosa. So he drank up the whole kais. Yoyiv le kosa achrina, then they gave him another kosa. And ubarach, then he benched birchas hazimun. So maestro says, he held that if he drank something, he has to make a bracha achrina on that. He could say, baruch shechanu mishaloi. So the Gemara Omalei Abba Brei the Rav Chiya Barabba Omer Rav Yechid Shimon ben Shetach the Yovid Legarmei Hu the Yovid. That the Shimon Shetach did this Maisa just by drinking wine, he benched to be Maisa the other one. It's his own Shita. The Yovid Legarmei means he did according to his own Shita, means to say we are Machulik on him. Trashi Legarmei Hu the Yovid and other Maidulei. Nobody's Maidat the Shimon Shetach because he did wrong. It's not enough just to drink wine. Why? The Yochi Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barab, Om Rabbi Yechinus. Li Yolom Eini Moitzi Yester Rabbi Medei Chevosah. There's a difference. If you want a bench to be Moitzi the other ones, you want to be the Mezamein, you can't be the Mezamein at Shiyoichol Kezayis Dogen. Unless you eat a Kezayis of bread, that you have a Chiyah to bench yourself. Kozaman, you don't have a Chiyah to bench, you can't be the Mezamein. Before we said, you could be Mitzarev. If you have two other people, they ate bread. If they want to be the Mezamen, then it's good you can start with them, you can answer. But for you to be the Mezamen, to say Birchas HaMazon, to be Moitzi the Rabbin, Kuda Kasher is, how could you be Moitzi? You are the people benching, they ate Kedai Tzviya. They have to bench Midiraita. You're not Mechuyah to bench Midiraita. How could you be Moitzi them? So Rashi, since you're Mechuyah with the Rabbanim to bench, that's called you Mechuyah with the Rabbanim, and you can be Moitzi the Rabbanim also. The impayment of Frek Rashi of Bezoi, the cotton Shagila Chinuch we had before, Holoyama Hochi, we said that a cotton can bench for his father. I, a cotton Shagila Chinuch is Mechuyi Midrabbanan. So once it's Mechuyi Midrabbanan, let it be called, he's Mechuyi Bedover, he can might see his father. So Rashi Yahu, a Chinuch, a Filo Midrabbanan Loi Mechayim. A cotton has no Chuyub to do the mitzvah. The Olaydi Yahu, a Hod Ram Lechnuche. And Rashi a Chinuch, that the Chiyim Chinuch is upon the father. The father has a Chiyim to see his kid to do the mitzvah. But it's not Shat Rabbana put Chiv upon the cotton. The cotton is not Mechiv at all. Therefore, the cotton can't be Moitzi's father. But here, where you ate a shear with the Rabbanan, you have a Chiv on yourself to bench, so maybe you can be Moitzi the Rabbin. Thus is Rashi Shita. Place the Kash and the Kulegi as the Kash like this. The Gemara before says an Isha also can't bench to be Moitzi your husband, even though an Isha is Madi Mechiv with the Rabbanan. So here you see, even though you're Chiv with the Rabbanan, you can't be Moitzi someone to Chiv with the Raisa. That's the way that plays Kash and Rashi. Therefore, Teis learns a little different. Teis learns that Avadah Yisrael is, by all birchas and mitzvahs, we can be mitzvah the other person even though we're not mechuyim. Al tilchas arvin, call yourself Raven Zelazel. Moshe, you heard Shofar already, and you want to blow for somebody didn't hear Shofar yet. Since he has a chiyah to do the mitzvah now, call yourself Raven Zelazel, the chiyah looks upon me, so like I'm mechuyim to see you should do your mitzvah. Therefore, I can make the bracha for you. Because I have a raven to see you should do the mitzvah. But by Birchas Hanen, it's not that way. If you want to make a bar of priyates, I can't make a bar of priyates for you. Why? Because the svar is, you're not mechuyah to make a bar of priyates. Because if you want to have Anor, you have to have it. I'm not having the Anor. I can't make the bracha. If I want to make a boy parade, it might see you only if I eat an apple also. But if you're eating the apple, I can't make a bracha for you. Now, I think benching is different. Benching here, ready they ate already. Since they ate already, now it's a chiv upon them to bench. The mountain with the right that they have a chiv to bench, there is the estate of Arvid. So with the right, so I could bench for them, even though I didn't eat anything. Because since them a chiv to bench, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zelazeg gives me a chiv to bench for you. So Torah is only with the Rabbanan Nikalocha. Not nice to say Birchas Azimun, to say Shachan Mishloim. But it's not nice to say the Hilchos benching if you didn't eat. Therefore, with the Rabbanan, you have to eat a shiur of the Kazai. It's only the Rabbanan Nikalocha. But with the right, you could be nice to the other one, Hilchos benching, since he has a chiv to bench. But that's the chiddush here, that you can only bench for somebody else, but the Rabbani, if you at least say the Kazai is bread. If you just drank yayin, you can't be mighty the other person. For the Markashi Meitvei, Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Oimer Olo, Zeheistiv Imohim, Afilu Loi Tovul Imohim, Ela Betzir. He says, with two people ate bread, and he came in, he was the third one, he was Meitvei with them, and he only did Loi Tovul Imohim Ela Betzir, he ate something just Betzir, because he didn't eat bread even. He only ate one day, and he benched with them. So he didn't eat a kezayis bread. How could he bench with them? And the Gemara tells it. Mitzarf is the roof himself. That's true that he had before. If you want to be mitzarf with them, not as brichos azimun, there's egg in a bench, and you want to just answer Bar Shachanu Mishaloi, if he ate anything that needed bracha chorinda, you can mitzarf with them. Avoloitzi yes a rabbit. When you want to bet, you want to say the bracha, he might see them, you they have awesome, at Yochel Kazayas Dodgers. Then with the Rabbanan, you can only be might see the Rabbin if you eat at least a Kazayas. Without a Kazayas, you can't be might see the Rabbin. If Manam Yamar Rab Chana of Rab Yehuda, Bishmei the Rabba, Afino Loi Tovli Moi Mela Betzir, you only ate something, just put something into the gravy. Lo Yochel Imoi Mela Greg Retachas, you only ate one date. Mitzar, you can Mitzar for Zimun. Abi, two people ate bread. They want a bench, if you eat with them, even a greatness, you can start with them for Zimun. But you want a bench, you might see the rabbin, and the might see at Yochel Kazayas Dogen. Then you would ask to have the Kazayas Dogen. Omer Rav Chano, Rav Yehuda, Mishmei the Rova. What's the locha? Ochal oru olo yeret. You ate a leaf of a yeret. Veshosa kesho yayin, or you drank some wine, isn't start. That's the locha. You can start with the other people. But some shita is only with 10 people, but a loch is even with 3 people. You can start to make a chiyuv zimun. Alohitzi, but if you want a bench, you want to say the bench is the mitzvah of the other 2 people, and the mitzvah yach yachol kezayin zodi. Omer Rav Nachman, Moshe tikkun Yisrael birchas hazon. His Moshe was the first one to misak in benching to say birchas hazon, v'shoa shiurad lehem mon. When the mon came down, he was misak in the bracha of hazon. Some say later when Antish and Esther Gdorla came, they made it the exact Nusach the way we said now. His Moshe was Nusach and the call was Dikah Nusach. But our Nusach, Avad, was from Antish and Esther Gdorla. Yeshua, Tikkun Lehem Birchas Eretz. He was Nusach and he made Dinyan to say the second Brocha. Kiva Shenichnas Tu Leretz, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, Dovid Ushlaima, Tikkun Bani Ushlaim. They were Nusach and the third Brocha, Bani Ushlaim. How did it work? Dovid Tikkun Al Yisrael, Amecha, Vay Ushlaim Yerecha. Because David just saw Yushlaim, he didn't see the base of Mikdash yet. Yushlaim etikin alabayis agodol gakodesh. Hatovia made him the fourth bracha we say, v'yavna tiknu. That was Bazundu at the corner that Rabbanim made later on. Kineged aruge beta. The Yomar of Masnil, oista hayoim shenitnu aruge beta. If the Melech killed out the whole ear of Eden, and he was going there, they can't be kai with them. He let the Mason just stay there on the ground, and all of a sudden, once he came out with a new Zerah, they let them make a kura, let them bury them. So that day, Oysa Yom Shenitnu Haruge Met Lekvura, Tiknu V'yavna HaToyvya Metin. They massacred this broken benching. HaToyv, what's the Toyv? Shmo Yisrichu. Because there was Zunjur Atrich, Schus. That all those, I'm not sure, I think it was a few years, that they were there, not buried. Nobody was Masrich. All the Masons stayed the same way. V'yavmeteh Shenitnu Lekvura. The whole point of now, the Zerich Atav Lekvura. So exactly why they massacred B'Shaz Brich as a Muslim, it could have been attacking us during Scooter also. Why did Vidalki pick the middle of Brucha for Modin to give a special Hedor for a Ruge Beitin? That's the Kon Rabbonim. Kon Rabbonim, say the Brucha for Modin, Kachi, how do we bench? Brucha Rishonis, Brucha Sazon, Shania, Brucha Soros, Shlish is Veni Rishlaim, Revi is Hatfei Diamet. That's our posture of benching. Who be Shabbos? How do we say we'd say? What are we meisiv on benching on Shabbos? The maschil b'nechama u'mesayim b'nechama, like we do. B'nechama is a drashi tabrashi, but with Shabbos maschil b'nechama koyma. Ain't tzorach lo l'sayim lo lahatzul b'shul Shabbos. We don't start any new brocha about Shabbos. Ela maschil u'mesayim b'nechama bini Yerushalayim. Because right before v'nei Yerushalayim, we say we'd say kori nechama kach. Between Rachim and Nachmenu, that's called a Nechama. Like we do, we say before of Bnei Yerushalayim. Yom Kedusha say Yom B'Yentin. In the middle of it, we say Yom Shabbos Kodesh of this. We have Lezer when Rotsu Oimer v'Nechama Oimer. If you want to, good. But Bircha Saratz Oimer. If you want, you can say it even before in the second Bracha. Bircha Saratz, you can say it, say. The Bracha Shetiknu Chacham V'Yavne Oimer. If you want to say it in Atayv Yemeitiv, you can say it. If the other is no kviyas, we can say it. Say, if any part of the brachas you can say it, say, I'd be not the first bracha. But chom moimrim, eino oimer elu b'nechama b'vad. No, you can only say it like we said before b'nei Yerushalayim. But the Gemara chachom ha'ino tanakama, that's the same sheet that it say is only right before b'nei Yerushalayim. And the Gemara ikav b'nei the yevri. The shaila is the yevri, if it's said it someplace else, are you yotz or not? So drashi, ikav b'nei the yevri. The Rabbanan Basroi Madrinim Lay. They hold no. They lost the Chom. The last question is, Chom Moim Eino Oimer Ela B'Nechama. Ela means Afinu B'Dievet. You said we'd say, after V'nei Yerushalayim Afed Yemetiv, you have to bench over again. That's what we hold the Lacha. We'd say it has to be said in its place right before V'nei Yerushalayim. But once you say V'nei Yerushalayim B'Nei Yerushalayim B'Nei Yerushalayim B'Nei Yerushalayim, then you have to daven over again. You have to bench over again. Tana Rabbanan. Minayim the Birchas Hamazim in Atayra. How do we know there's a chiyuv to bench midiraisa to say Birchas Hamazim? Shenema the pasuk says v'yachalta v'savata v'rachta. So the guy takes out the gift should be uveirachta zu Birchas Hazim. And as Hashem lekecha zu Birchas Hazon. So we have the opposite way. V'rachta zu Birchas Hazon. As Hashem lekecha zu Birchas Hazim. So who Birchas Hazim comes first? But about the Brichas of Zimun, that we say in the Baruch Shechanah Mishloah, it's not Midiraisa, that's only Midirabonim. So Pshat means Tukum are only a smash of the Yalma, these Tukim. Because there's such an Indian to have the Brichas of Zimun to say Baruch Shechanah Mishloah. So the smash is from Uveirachta means Brichas of Zimun. As the Shem Lekeshka means Brichas of Zon. So Oret HaToiva, Aalo Oret, Zu Brichas Oret. HaToiva, Zu Bani Rishlayim. V'chein Uweimer Har HaToiv HaZeb Yavonim. That goes on Yerushalayim. Asher Nosa Mechor Zu HaTov Yemeitiv. So right, we touch it all that HaTov Yemeitiv, the fourth bracha is only with the Rabbanim. So Pshat is Sukkim, the only Yismachtiv of the Alma that you have these four brachas.
The first three is the right, before David Shlomo, before Yeshua.
Yeah.
When they bench.
They also have, there was a Nusach though. However they want, they said it.
Ein L'yel L'yachav. There's only a Chiyuv to bench if you finish eating. The fun of Minayin is where the Yismachtiv some mocha to make a bracha rishayna, or matzah kavachayma. Kishu sava mevorach, kishu rova kol shchein.
We had before matzah kavachayma. Rebbe Yoyma ain't a tzarech. You don't need a kavachayma for this. The pasuk says v'yachalta v'savota v'rachta. Zu birchas hazon. Alvo birchas hazimun. How do you know birchas hazimun? Migazul Hashem itenavka. The meila alo orit that zu birchas hazon. Hatoyva zu bani mishlayim. V'cheinu weimer harazeh ha'har ha'toiv ha'zel v'yavonun. That goes to the base of Mithrish, it's called toiv. Ha'toiv v'meitiv v'yavne tiknu. In Yavne they're masakhtis. So you don't need an asmacht even. That's time of the kind of the rabbonim. Ein liyel zu v'chasorim. Ha'toiv v'zu v'ni mishlayim. V'cheinu weimer harazeh ha'har ha'toiv ha'zel v'yavonun. That goes to the base of Mithrish, it's called toiv. Ha'toiv v'meitiv v'yavne tiknu. And Yavna they're masakhtis, so you only need a smacht even, that's time of the Kol of the Rabbonim. Ein liyel liyachrov, that's the Zechiv to bench. Lefon of Minayim, Talmud Loim, he's at least saying, you don't need the Kavachayim for this Svara, he has a smacht from the Pasik. The Pasik says, Asher Nosam Lecho, HaKadosh Baruch gave it to you. As Mishen Nosam Lecho, you have to bench. When did Hashem give you the Mona gave you the Lechem? Before you waited. So the riot to give a bracha, the Shas and the Fin, as soon as Hashem gives you something, means before you eat it, you have to give a bracha. So the mashma is chia to give up rocha as soon as you get the lechem, even before you eat it. We have not seen noyme, ain't it sorrach, you don't need this rasmachta, another rasmachta, for your waymer to be yachem here.
came Timsu Noisei Beterem Yala Habomotho Shal Widemi Chula Novi Lechol Kilo Yoichal Om Ad Boyud, and the Om is not going to eat until Shmuel comes. The Hu Yavorach Hazevach Ach Rechen Yoichu Lakruyim. You see, he makes the bracha first. Heshol made a bracha for the Zevach. It was a korban there, and before they ate the korban, they made a bracha. You see, that's the matter to make a bracha before you eat. The whole kach lomel, how do you have to give such a big description for? The vishanoshim dabroni is saying, hey, shol, yes, the isha, where am I going to find where am I going to find Shmuel? So the isha talks a lot, she gave a description how we're going to find him. So Shmuel noma kadei lestaka biyotu shol shol. Why did Shmuel say this? Kadei, look at the nicer for shol. They say the mishichmo mala gavoya mikolom. And he was nice and everybody, Meshikhlu Bamala.
All right, we'll stop here.